Crystal is starring alongside Jamaica in a brand new music video by a reggae superstar. Bristol-based A Future Man filmed half the video for one of his new songs, Trying to Make Ends Meet, on Troopers Hill in Bristol, and then the other half in Jamaica. Check out the video, it's online now. You'll spot Troopers Hill straight away. He's a very busy man. He's also got a new album coming out called Freedom Fighter.
And them said, who is that little naughty dreadlocks and talk about him burn Babylon? And them said, who is that little rasta man and talk about him and go burn here?
He is one of the most positive people I know. The Future Man is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's lovely to see you.
You too. It's very nice to see you again.
So, filming that video in two places, why did you decide to do that?
Because I wanted to show a bit of, like, you know, my Jamaican culture and background and stuff growing up in there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of my families and friends in the Jamaica bit as well. And also as well, bear in mind, I live in Bristol and there's some beautiful sites in Bristol as well. And when I was looking for somewhere to film that video, Shane from my band, the band manager, he said to me, we should go up on Troopers Hill. Because I said to him, I want to do like a outside. I want to put the band, string the band up outside and film it, you know. And obviously it was a bit hit and miss because the weather wasn't great.
It looked
either.
A bit cold.
Oh, it was very cold. And I tell you, we got this great idea about using a drone to film the band from above and everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, in the day, we wasn't able to do that because it was so windy and the cameraman went, I don't want this wind taking my drone away. So
Everyone was in there like full-blown coats.
Oh, yes. It was so bitter up there. And where I took off my coat to go film, like, just pattern in the, like, minuscule second before they start filming, I took off my coat and, you know, where I was there jumping and doing all of the crazy stuff you do in a video, it was all right. But by the time I put my coat back on, I was like, ooh.
But I love the fact that you've included both of those, like, really big parts of your life in the same video.
It is. And I think it's important. I mean, like, if I had the opportunity, I probably would have put, like, a lot of different country and different people in it because I kind of feel like, this is something that we all do in every minute. It's like trying to make ends meet constantly. It's almost like everything that we're doing is just to make ends meet because I don't think most people ain't really worried or thinking about getting rich again. You know what I mean? More people is trying to survive a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that song came from, you know what I mean? And like where I was talking about my mama was working 1, 2, 3, 4 jobs in the song, it is actually true. It's a conversation I had with her on the phone. She's in America. Yeah. You know what I mean? So...
And for you, like your style, your sort of mantra and stuff has always been fairly positive. And I mean, even with trying to make ends meet, it's talking about people, you know, trying to get by. But you do it with such a sort of upbeat, you know, we're all in it together kind of, you know, let's get on.
It is. I think we got to like embrace the struggle and accept things for what they are in order to overcome it. Because I think while we're pretending that it's not there, the problem is still there. So we have to embrace it and think about where we can move forward, you know, and how we can overcome basically the struggle. So I think that's why it's like that.
So tell us about the album, Freedom Fighter.
Yes, the album Freedom Fighter is, other than being like a military, militant, like, you know, warrior, let's go out and fight, it's more about like a spiritual and a mental way of thinking. It's covered like a range of like freedom to be yourself and to live your life the way that suits as well. And also mean freedom to love and who you love and to live the life that you love. That's why there's like love songs in there, but different type of love songs. There is a, you know, like, for example, the reason why I mentioned the love songs and things like that. People heard this album, it's called Freedom Fighter. They don't expect love songs in there.
Yeah.
But there is a song that called She's Gone, and it's like talking about, like, you know, when a man is in love with a woman, but she already moved on mentally. And so you're there talking to her and she's looking right through you, but she don't hear a word that you say. You know, and
please tell me that hasn't happened to you.
Well,
And who did that to the future man?
And,
let me at him.
And then, yeah, moving on. there is another one that's called "When a Man and a Woman Love Each Other, Nothing Else Matters," which is true.
That sounds better.
And there's also another one that's more militant, that's a girl, I don't love you no more, it's called Too Late. So
we cannot possibly comment on which one of these is relatable to real life.
So you see, that's what there's a lot going on there.
Where can people find you? Because you're all over social media, and yes. I know you're doing lots of radio interviews and stuff, but if people haven't come across your music before, best place to go?
Best place to go is iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and basically YouTube as well, Instagram, Twitter, and it's Da Future Man, which is DA FUCHAMAN, Da Future Man.
I'm going to let this play out. I think he's up. I love being around this man. If you ever get the chance to meet him, you will feel the same. Bristol-based international reggae star, top bloke, Da Future Man on BBC Radio Bristol.